This podcast is a member of the Oomph Podcast Network. Ang mga podcast na may oomph.
This is Amanda calling.
And this is Tina Wells.
And we are
Bee Witches. How are you?
I'm good. I had a fun night.
Yeah, I watched your stories.
Yeah, fun and date night last night with some guy I met on Bumble. He took me to fine dining sa Blackbird.
Yeah, I saw that.
I was inviting you to come, diba? Because he was with his buddy, na executive producer ng mga reality shows sa New York.
You weren't busy,
available last night. So I brought two other friends. So we ended up having fun.
See? One Tina, wala. Kailangan dalawa yung katumbas.
No. And then? We had fine dining and then clubbing. And he's like 191 centimeters tall. He's highly educated. He's a Austrian guy.
Type mo ba?
Fit yung katawan. Physically, sabi ng dalawang friends ko, you look good together physically. Sabi ko, pero energetically, hindi. Wala, hindi dyan ma-jump yung heart ko. Sabi ko, heart, jump ka na for someone. Jump for someone. Wala.
But you had fun?
I had fun because I had my girlfriends there. If wala yung girlfriends ko, doon mabuboard ako. Wala, hindi ganun yung connection ko with him. I just wanna be long-term friends with him. Pero iniisip ko, why not open myself up to him? And iniisip ko, sasabihin ko sa kanya, mag-fuck around ka muna ng ibang girls dito. Let's stay friends. And kung hindi ka may in love sa ibang girls after some time,
come back to me.
And ako magka-feelings ako sa'yo, di, let's see where it's gonna go. Pero you fuck around muna. Ganun yung
is he gonna stay here in the Philippines?
He said he's gonna set up his back office here. He's from West Hollywood eh. He has offices in Miami, in Singapore, ganyan-ganyan. Mm-hmm. He's kinda loaded.
He's kinda loaded, but your heart but is not loaded for him.
Yeah, my heart chakra said, I don't give a fuck.
Is this the type of guy that you would actually send nudes to and like start a sexy conversation to?
He's such a gentleman that I wanna respect him. I want a relationship.
That's boring.
Yeah, that's
fudge.
Yung connection ko with him, parang friendly lang, ganon.
Not really 100%. So like with this kind of thing.
Ikaw ba, kamusta yung mga date mo recently?
Everything's good. Like, I'm having so much fun. I'm being spoiled right now. So,
are
I want to,
are you getting constant dick appointment?
Oh, yes, girl.
8 months and 1 week na akong
ito
walang
na naman, nabibilang ka
sex.
Na naman.
For someone who
you
talks
what?
About sex a lot,
exactly.
I'm not getting
so
action
are you
enough.
Getting any sexed message, like sexting and stuff? Like, are you getting any nudes? Are you getting aroused with someone sending you sexy messages?
Nudes I still get from the medyo PBA player. And I have a ex-fubu from...
Are they sexting you?
Nagsisex, yeah. Chorba tayo. Chorba, it's like our term
let's
for
fuck.
Sex. Oh, let's fuck.
You know what? Let's talk about sexting and or sexed on the phone. So, ikaw, matagal ka ng single and wala kang fuck buddy or whatever. What is sexting? For the people, sige, what's your take on sexting? What is it?
Sexting is when the way you text, sex is from the word sex and text, pinagsama. It's like, yung texting niyo is sexual, parang leading to sex, all about sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sending nudes is part of that sexting and, you know, things like, imagine we're on the beach and I leaned over and started kissing your neck. Ganun klaseng,
actually, sexting, you're right. That's right. Sexting is exchanging of explicit and sexy, like, you know, photos, videos, and anything that would actually make someone horny.
Or want to fuck you.
Yes. But you're using devices to do it, like cell phone, laptop. So that's sexting kasi meron kang device. Mm. Sex on phone. Like, another question. Why do you think people do it?
I think some people, they...
And also, wait lang ha. Sexting is for people with connection ha. Kasi you won't be having that comfortability if you're not comfortable with that person. And also, it's like, alam mo, it goes around sa relationship, sa mga ka-fling, sa mga, you know, your regular home moment guys, di ba? So that's where you use sexting.
Unless makapal mukha mo and dense ka,
you just randomly send everyone.
People na type mo kahit hindi ka kilala, hindi ka type. May mga nagsisend sa akin ng gano'ng kakapal ang mukha.
Alam mo, gawa ka na lang ng group chat, isend mo na lang yung isang sext mo dun sa lahat ng tao. Anyway, why do you think people sext? or sex on phone?
I think may mga ibang tao na ta-turn on sila dun eh. Alam mo yun? Or yung iba siguro, long distance relationship, di nila ma-fuck yung na physically yung ka-partner nila o yung object of their desire. So, the closest to fucking they can get is through using a communication device, cell phone, laptop.
With me naman, I think us people, we sex because it's a form of, how do I say this? Like, if I wanna like stroke my boyfriend's ego, my man's ego, I would just like send him one sexy photo or saying na parang, hey baby, I cannot wait to like la 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 la.
No, you can, and I getting cannot, him, you tell us, you share with us.
Like, hey baby, I cannot wait. Okay, that's my weakness. I cannot sex. I can make the hottest nude. I can do that, but I cannot put it into words. Mahina ako dyan. Like, I cannot tell you how I want to suck your dick.
So, through words.
Through words, na text. Like, I can just show you. Anyway.
Ako, if I'm in the mood, I'm good at it. Because writer ako, diba? I'm
yes.
A wordsmith. So, minsan I'd be like, kunyari, the guy would text me and gusto kong i-shift sa sexting yung usapan namin. I'd be like, later, because I just got out of the shower. Ganun. Ah, recently, merong guy, yung si Houdini, bumalik siya sa Philippines after niyang nag-runaway.
Yeah.
Nag-runaway ng mataga. Yung, ano, Mr. Twin Flakes ko, kasi he flakes. Ano, nag-runaway siya ng matagal. Pagbalik niya, nag-message siya, sabi niya, hey, I'm finally coming back to Philippines next Wednesday. Sabi, hindi ko siya ni-reply hanggang, kasi ilang beses niya na sinabi, uuwi siya, hindi naman siya umuwi. So, sabi kong sinungaling nito, ayoko na maniwala dito. And nung finally, totoong umuwi siya, nung umuwi okay. siya, nakita ko sa stories niya, nag-land na siya. Doon ko lang siya ni-reply. Sabi ko sa kanya, fabulous, you can come to my wedding on Sunday then.
Yeah, yeah.
Or pinaisip ko sa kanya, ululkan, tagal mo, kakasal na ako sa Sunday, gago.
Sirao. So anyway, wait lang, nakalimutan ko yung thought ko, okay.
Sabi niya, what? You're kidding, right? I just got back, I arrived na. And nakaka-turn off talaga tong coward dick energy na Houdini na to. Pero lagi siyang may intention.
So, sinext ka ba niya? Yun ang question ko, yung sexting.
Gusto ko nga mag-sexting sa kanya eh. Hindi niya ginagawa. So, ako tinry kong i-lead sa sexting yung usapan
namin.
Ganon sa sabi ko, ano, are you coming? Sabi niya, wow, did you meet someone special? Na-meet mo na ba yung twin flame mo? Ganon, ganon. Sabi ko, kailangan ba? Ina-antipatikahan ko siya kasi naiirita ako sa kanya. Sabi ko, kailangan ba twin flame para magka-wedding sa Sunday? Tapos sabi ko, are you coming? You should come. Sabi ko, but you should come as a groom.
As a flower girl.
Sabi ko, you should come as a groom. Ano, sabi ko, feeling mo, ako bride. Pag ikaw groom, I will promote myself to flower girl. Ganon.
Alam mo, makikurious na yung mga tao kung sino tong si Houdini.
Tapos sinendan ko siya na sabi ko, oh, pag flower girl ako, ganito yung costume ko sa flower girl. Sinendan ko siya ng lingerie. Yung photoshoot natin yeah. na naka-lingerie na red, na naka-heels na red. Sabi ko, oh, pag nag-flower girl ako, ikaw groom, ganito yung outfit ko. Sinend ko sa akin picture ko. Pero walang lingerie. Sabi ko, may flower lang ako sa ears
yeah.
and naka 7-inch na red heels lang ako. Ganun-ganun. Ikaw, sabi ko, ano? Tapos sinendan ko siya ng outfit na parang pang yung mga parang 300. Yung suit ng mga 300. May groom. And
this
may,
is what you're gonna wear.
Oh, sabi ko, okay. Pag hindi ganito outfit mo, sa groom, huwag ka na pumunta, sabi ko. Sabi niya, ha, akala ko, leaf lang daw susuot niya. Sabi ko, sige nga, patingin. So, tinitignan ko kung finally magsisend na siya sa akin ng nude.
It
so,
didn't happen.
Hindi. Wala so, siyang that's actually, courage to send me nude.
Yan yung take ko, like, why people sexting or sex on phone? Kasi I think it's an expression of how you're so into with someone and how you actually wanna tickle their brain. You know what? Sexting or sex on phone is actually healthy. Especially if you have like deep connection with someone because you're giving them a taste of something really private and intimate sa'yo.
Yeah.
And then you're giving them that, parang especially men. Men are so like visual. Like hindi pa nga nangyayari, nai-imagine na nila yung nangyayari. Alam mo yun? So give them a little taste of that. They're gonna go crazy, di ba? Yeah. For me, sexting, if it's with the right person, it's very healthy, it's good, it's like fun in a relationship.
Yeah, I agree.
As long as you know the right thing to do and not be awkward and not sound disgusting.
Yeah, and both of you are open-minded to it.
You know what? Sound disgusting. I don't care. Be sloppy, be dirty, say whatever you want to say in your sexting.
Okay, so ano pa yung mga na-try mo ng sexting strategy before?
Actually, I used to have an ex-boyfriend and we used to be in a long-distance relationship. Sexting is not actually a problem for me. It's just, I have to wait na nasa mood ako na sobrang gusto ko na talaga siyang gawin. That's how I am before. It's all me. Like, I will do this because I'm horny and then you're just gonna join in. I don't even do it for my own boyfriend's happiness. Like, kunyari, kahit na hindi siya nasa right place, if I'm like, baby, I'm some horny or whatever, and then he's gonna go to the toilet, I'm gonna go whatever, or I'm doing something somewhere, diba? So parang, it's healthy, it's fun. You know what? Actually, meron ako isang experience before. This guy, well, I was like single for a very long time, diba? This guy, we used to hook up when he was here. He's from New York. And then, so one day we're like just like chatting, normal chatting. Like, hey, how's New York? This is in the middle of pandemic, okay? How's New York? Blah, blah, blah. So how's Philippines? I miss you, blah, 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 blah. This guy is like, he's super sexy. He's super like attractive and I like his energy. I do like this guy. So anyway, and then he started. Yun eh, kapag may nag-initiate. Kasi nandun na yung attraction nyo eh, alright? And I haven't seen this guy for a very long time. Dahil nasa New York na siya. And then he was like, you know what? I'm actually really horny and you look so hot right now, like, can you just like show me something? And then that's how it started. And then the more you're getting into it, the more you're getting into sexting and like saying all those words and like, you know, just like take off your clothes, like lie down, open your legs, like, and how he say it, it just makes me like, okay, that is so sexy, I wanna do everything that you're saying, yeah. Diba na nasa camera kinokomand niya ako in a very like, oh my god, that is so hot. And then it was so sexy and it was so hot. We were doing it like sa phone, like he was like jacking off, I was touching myself, it was so hot. And then we both came after that, we're like, okay, that was good, that was amazing, like you're amazing, blah 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 blah, okay, good night, bye, boom. After that we never talked. We never talk. I never had the courage to talk to him again. Yoko na.
Meron din bang post-nut clarity over sexting?
Yes, meron. Meron. Apparently, it happened. Na parang, seriously, girl, after that, we just watch each other's stories and never talk. So yeah, so it's fun. I actually promote sexting. If you like the person, it's healthy. Life is experiences, so experience life at most, diba?
And actually, it shows a different dimension to you when you show the guy your sexting skills, your sexting talent. So that's one tip that you can do sexting. Another is mag-wear kayo ng mga nail extensions na ganito, kahaba. Tapos humawa kayo ng talong or water bottle.
Send
them. Picturean nyo yung kamay nyo.
Look how good it's gonna look on you. Look how good my nails are gonna look. That's the reason why our nails are slow.
Yeah, and then send you a guy object of your desire. Nyo. I wish I was holding something else.
You know what, girls? That's another advice. Get your nails done. Get it pretty and nice. So when you're holding a dick, it's so sexy. So does sexting promote open relationship?
Not necessarily promote, but if you're in an open relationship, I think you can do sexting. I think sexting within the bounds of a committed relationship is fun, but sex, whether sexting yan or totoong sex, if you did it na nagsisinungaling ka sa partner mo, that's cheating, that's betrayal. Yeah. Hindi yan open relationship.
Sexting with your partner. If you're single, you can sext more than your like, diba,
whoever
you want. But then if you're in a relationship with someone, you sext that person. Yun yung person na isa sext mo.
Yeah.
So it's not really connected to being in an open relationship. It's another form of being in a relationship, sexting. So, do people still find sexting taboo? Like ngayon, especially now, and we live in a country that's kind of like conservative.
I think there are people na sobrang sensitive about their sexuality. They have a lot of shame and guilt about their sexuality. And yeah, they find it taboo. And then there are people naman, yung mga hypocrites, they're gonna say shit about sexting and yet they do sexting.
Yes,
you know?
That's so true.
Thing,
that's so,
you know?
True.
And then there are people na who are, like us, open about sexting, you know?
I think it's only taboo to those old bitches, you know? Those like Karens and Marites. It's taboo for them. But if you're like a modern woman and you're open-minded and you know that embracing your sexuality and like sexting is another form of creating something. Diba? So
and
be creative, be sexual and embrace it.
And it's another form of communication and it's actually a skill and a talent you can hone, you know? Actually, ako kahit 88 ako, pag gusto ko mag-sexting, magsa-sexting pa rin ako pag 88 years old na ako.
And,
I always tell guys that I date, my ass is virgin. So every time every time I meet a guy who start talking about anal sex, I'd be like, you can have my ass, when I'm 88 and we're married.
Ganun oh my lang. God. It's gonna be like wrinkly and gross.
You still want my ass when I'm 88 and we're married.
I think I'm just gonna give that to the guy that I'm so in love with. Like, everybody wants to like yeah, do with, that to my ass.
Yeah, with the right guy, I would wanna do it. But with the right guy.
Yeah.
Hindi ko, wala pa, hindi pa dumadating yun.
Anyway, yeah.
So he has to be someone fucking super special.
Well, about sexting, have you ever been caught by your parents or anyone na may ka-sext ka or sending explicit content?
Noong 2009 pa ata to, may yung FUBU kong napakakulit. From 2005 ko pa to kilala, in-start ko lang siya maging FUBU 2011. Nasa abroad siya at noong 2009. Hindi pa kami nagsisex noon. Mahilig makipag-sex on the phones. Tumatawag-tawag. E di, ako, hindi ako sanay noon. Sinasakyan ko lang siya. So, may sinasabi siya, tapos may sinasabi din ako. Narinig ako ng kuya ko. Hoy! Ay, anong pinagsasabi mo dyan?
Ano sinasabi mo? I wanna know.
Hindi ko na maalala. Ano sinasabi ko? Parang, okay, sige, imaginein mo, kinikiss kita sa ganito, hawak ko yung ganito mo.
Oh my God, girl, you know what? If you're gonna sext me or send, like, sext, should be English. Don't fucking Tagalog your sexting.
Nagtatagalog yun eh.
Nakakaloka. Anyway, ako, hindi pa. Kasi nga, first of all, I'm bad at it. Hindi ko talaga siya ma-spell. Hindi ko siya masabi.
Half Dutch yun, half Pinoy. So, nagtatagalog. Nalumaki dito. Ano
yun? Commercial ka eh, no? Second, kung may nahuli naman ako na may nag-sext, wala rin. My life is so boring. Somebody have sex in front of my face. Ano ba? Anyway, how is sexting different when you are in a relationship and when you're single?
When I'm in a relationship, I do it with love. I sex with love and joy and passion. When I'm single, I do it casually. Out of wala akong magawa. Minsan bored ako.
Horny lang.
Gusto ko lang patwilan yung kahornihan ng ano.
Me in a relationship, I think it's more fun to sex when you're in a relationship because you're actually giving your person this kind of like kilig and
an experience.
And hello, girls. Yung mga guys, very visual nga sila and masyadong maraming nangyayari sa brain nila. So, one nude lang yan, it will turn their life around. Like, they're gonna be so happy 1 month na yon sa isang nude lang na yan.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, it's more fun if you're in a relationship. And also, same, if I'm single, I'm only gonna sext someone if I'm really, really attracted or if I'm super bored and, yeah, and horny.
Yeah.
So, guys, that's it about sexting. I hope may natutunan kayo, Jo.
Yeah. I hope nakakuha kayong tips doon. Na-open yung mind nyo about sexting. Nabawasan yung prejudice nyo about sexting.
Sexting is normal. We're not promoting it, but we're just telling you na sexting is normal. Being sexual is normal. Embracing your sexuality and creating like, you know, nude, sexy article, sexy content. It's all normal. It's you embracing yourself.
Yeah, and it's a
just
new
be confident.
A new exciting experience that you can do lalo na ngayong pandemic na doesn't cost much money, you know. Yeah. Basta may phone ka, may wifi ka, you can do it for free, di ba?
Guys, it's me, Tina Wells.
This is Amanda Culling. And thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Let us know on the comments what you think. You can follow us and write those comments on our Facebook page bwitchesph or our Instagram page b.witchesph.
Yeah, so yes, thank you guys. That was fun. Yeah. Bye.